Page 91. Listen to activate vocabulary. Exercise C. Listen to the conversations about parent and teen behavior. Conversation 1.
I believe in setting limits. When kids break the rules, you punish them immediately. No excuses. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I think that's a little harsh, Stan. Sometimes there are reasons for breaking the rules. I think you have to take this on a case-by-case basis.
Conversation 2.
Aunt Jane, don't you think it's only fair for my parents to buy me a new computer? I mean, my friends' parents love their kids enough to get them whatever they want, so why shouldn't mine?
Jason, you already have a pretty decent computer. Don't be so selfish.
Conversation 3.
I'm not overly concerned about my kids. I think they can be trusted to behave without my watching over them all the time like a mother hen. Kids should be allowed to make their own decisions. What's the point in worrying? They'll figure it out as they go along.
Well, that's not how I see it. You need to be watching your kids all the time or they'll just get themselves into trouble.
Conversation 4.
That boyfriend of yours is a troublemaker.
Why do you think that?
Because he's always in trouble at school. That's why.
Why don't you have any respect for my friends? What do you know anyway? Just because you're an adult doesn't mean you know everything.
Young lady, I don't like that tone of voice. You're grounded. No movies or trips to the mall for 2 weeks.
Conversation 5.
I'm so worried about my daughter.
Uh-oh, what's going on?
Well, she wants to learn how to drive.
Oh, yeah? How old is she?
19.
Then what's the problem?
Oh, I don't know. What does she need to drive for? I mean, what if she gets in an accident?
But she's 19. Don't you think she's old enough to start learning how to take care of herself? Like driving herself to work or going shopping?
I'm just not comfortable with it. I could drive her anywhere she needs to go.
You know, you have to let your kids be adults at some point.
Conversation 6.
Want to go to the late show? There's a cool movie tonight.
Ryan, don't you have to be home by 11 on school nights?
Yeah, but I'm sick and tired of being told what to do. I'm not a kid anymore. I'm almost 16. I'll go home when I feel like it.
Well, I have an 11 o'clock curfew too, and I'm going home. What are you trying to prove? Your parents aren't so strict.
Now listen again and determine which adjective from the vocabulary best completes each statement. Conversation 1.
I believe in setting limits. When kids break the rules, you punish them immediately. No excuses. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I think that's a little harsh, Stan. Sometimes there are reasons for breaking the rules. I think you have to take this on a case-by-case basis.
Conversation 2.
Aunt Jane, don't you think it's only fair for my parents to buy me a new computer? I mean, my friends' parents love their kids enough to get them whatever they want, so why shouldn't mine?
Jason, you already have a pretty decent computer. Don't be so selfish.
Conversation 3.
I'm not overly concerned about my kids. I think they can be trusted to behave without my watching over them all the time like a mother hen. Kids should be allowed to make their own decisions. What's the point in worrying? They'll figure it out as they go along.
Well, that's not how I see it. You need to be watching your kids all the time or they'll just get themselves into trouble.
Conversation 4.
That boyfriend of yours is a troublemaker.
Why do you think that?
Because he's always in trouble at school. That's why.
Why don't you have any respect for my friends? What do you know anyway? Just because you're an adult doesn't mean you know everything.
Young lady, I don't like that tone of voice. You're grounded. No movies or trips to the mall for 2 weeks.
Conversation 5.
I'm so worried about my daughter.
Uh-oh, what's going on?
Well, She wants to learn how to drive.
Oh, yeah? How old is she?
19.
Then what's the problem?
Oh, I don't know. What does she need to drive for? I mean, what if she gets in an accident?
But she's 19. Don't you think she's old enough to start learning how to take care of herself? Like driving herself to work or going shopping?
I'm just not comfortable with it. I could drive her anywhere she needs to go.
You know, you have to let your kids be adults at some point.
Conversation 6.
Want to go to the late show? There's a cool movie tonight.
Ryan, don't you have to be home by 11 on school nights?
Yeah, but I'm sick and tired of being told what to do. I'm not a kid anymore. I'm almost 16. I'll go home when I feel like it.
Well, I have an 11 o'clock curfew too, and I'm going home. What are you trying to prove? Your parents aren't so strict.